It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. It's another beautiful morning and I want to specially welcome you all to the show, whether you are just a first timer or you've been frequent on the show. I want to welcome you because every single day we witness on earth is a gift from our Father. So you're welcome to a brand new day and I want to also use this opportunity to give glory to whom glory is due. Let's take this time to appreciate God for a special miracle. Lord Jesus, we've come with our hearts of gratitude and we want to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for another opportunity to be able to fellowship with you. Lord, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And this is that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So I want to specially welcome you because right here on the show, God has something to say. God has something to tell you. So if you have lots of questions this morning, God is waiting to answer your question. And He's happy you are here. I am also happy you are here. If you're frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. It is time for our Open Heaven Hour. So ring the bell, sound the alarm. Let everybody know that it is time for our Open Heaven Hour. Get your pens, get your Bible, get your notepad, and let us go into the Word of God. Before we go into the Word, I would like to remind you that this very segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, a General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we're looking at a topic that says true prophecies. True prophecies. Our aim today is Aim 28. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Amos chapter 5 to chapter 9. Amos from chapter 5 to chapter 9. Our memory verse today will be taken from Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 3, which says, Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 3. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and I've seen nothing. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Ezekiel chapter 13 from verse 1 to 6. Ezekiel chapter 13 from verse 1 to 6. From verse 1 it says, And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel, who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing, O Israel. Your prophets are like foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gap to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. They have envisioned futility and false divination, saying, thus says the Lord. But the Lord has not sent them, yet they hope that the word may be confirmed. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, true prophecies come from the mind of God. A prophet hears from God and relays the message to the people. Whenever a prophecy is given based on feelings, that prophecy is false. And the Bible describes people who do this as fools in the book of Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 3. A true prophecy is an echo of what God has said. When I was younger in ministry, I recall prophesying that a particular airline will never suffer loss because I was excited over their services to the church. I prophesied based on my feeling without hearing what God had said. Not long after, the airline suffered a plane crash. I should have just prayed for them and blessed them for their benevolence rather than giving a prophecy in my excitement. I learned my lesson from that. If God has not spoken, I do not prophesy. Beloved, don't be too much in a hurry to say God said when God didn't say anything. Don't allow pride push you to prophesy. Prophesy only according to the will of God. Push pride aside so that you can hear God clearly. Long before the Nigeria elections in 2023, people were agitated as to who would become the next president. They put pressure on me to tell them what the outcome of the election will be. Even with all the pressure, I made sure not to say anything I had not heard God say, because I knew that it would be a lie. I told them a few weeks before the election, God has still not spoken. Until God speaks, I won't say anything. You must become comfortable with keeping quiet when God is quiet, if you are truly his mouthpiece. When his mouth is shut, yours will be also. Prophecy must also be in line with the word of God. If a prophecy does not echo the word of God in the scriptures, it is false. A man came to me and said, I heard that you are a prophet and anything you say comes to pass. Can you tell me my future? I responded, that is easy. Are you born again? He said, no. Then your future will be terrible, I responded. He asked, how do you know? You've not even asked for my name. I told him, Isaiah chapter 3 verse 11 says, woe unto the wicked, anyone who has not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is condemned already. John chapter 3 from verse 17 to 18. A true prophecy comes from God and always aligns with his word in the scriptures. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, any prophecy that does not echo God's word is fake. Let it not come out of your mouth. Any prophecy that does not echo God's word is fake. Let it not come out of your mouth. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can do that by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to or share. You'll see a link pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button that you can see on your screen and you can listen directly. Our mobile app is also available for download. Our mobile app is also available for download for iPhone users and Android users on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be inspiring. And a lot that you will enjoy through the day's programs. We do hope you join us. We do hope you become one of us. Thank you for staying tuned. Please do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Stay tuned. But till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from Almighty God, please remain blessed. Beautiful day. God bless. This far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today. And it's that Jesus cares. Jesus loves and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you. Just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.